Dear listeners, you are most welcome to the Kids Express. I am Uncle Deno, your host for today. Kids Express is an opportunity for our children to be heard. The laughter of our children, the cry of our children, the tender loving voices, their fears, their happiness, all in all, the hearts of our children, all and so much more in this show, The Kids Express. Today, I'm joined by my friends all the way from Seven Days Adventist. We have Patricia in the studio. How are you, Patricia?
I'm doing great. I'm by the name Sathing Patricia from the school Seven Day Adventist Primary 7.
We also have Garang in the studio. How are you doing, Garang?
I'm doing great, thank you. I'm by the name Garang Panchol Garang from Seventh Day Adventist Primary 8.
Wow. We also have Nyajith in the studio. How are you doing, Nyajith?
I'm doing well. I'm by the name Nyajith, SDA Primary School, Primary 8.
You're welcome. We also have Diana in the studio. Welcome, Diana.
Fine. I'm by the name of Diana Noel. I'm in Primary 8 in SDA Inosarian Primary School.
Wow. You're welcome in the studio. We also have Sandra in the studio. How are you doing, Sandra?
Doing well. And I'm by the names of Sandra. I am from SDA Primary School in Primary 7.
Last but not least, we have Mabol in the studio. Welcome, Mabol.
I'm fine. And by the name is Mabol Chris from SDNS and Primary School in Primary 8.
Thank you. Feel at home. The health talk finale. The whole month of April, we've been talking about health. Today, we crown this sensitive topic. We will be sharing deep and personal experiences of sicknesses and health in the learning environment with pupils from 7 days. When we return, a lot is in store for you from our pupils just after the break.
Hi everybody, this is Uncle Deno on Kids Express, a choice for children who want to speak out and be heard.
This week, as we crown our topic, very sensitive, the health talk, we'll inquire from this our very amazing friends on how they learn about health in school and what the teachers teach them about health in school. So, once again, you're most welcome to the studio. Yes, our first question for today: Have you ever learned about health in school?
Yes.
And what do teachers tell you concerning how to keep yourself healthy? Yes, Sandra.
The teachers taught us to keep personal hygiene.
They taught you to keep personal hygiene?
Yeah, by cutting your fingernails short.
What other things do they teach about personal hygiene? Yes, Mabel.
Brushing your teeth every morning and bathing.
Ah, yes, yes, yes. That is very important. Yes, Garang.
Eating a balanced diet.
Eating balanced diet. Wow. Yes, Nyajith.
They taught us how to keep a school environment clean.
Keeping school environment very clean. Yes, Patricia.
To wash hands after visiting the toilet.
Washing hands after visiting toilet. Yes, Garang.
Regular checkup.
Regular checkup. Very, very important right there. Yes, Diana.
To wash our uniform every day.
Washing the uniforms every day. You even look smart, right? Cool. Yes, Mabel.
Regular exercise.
Regular exercising. They say that you only do it alone or someone else can also join you.
Someone else can also join me.
Wow, that one is very important. Yes, Garang.
Also, how to forgive others such that you be free from stresses.
Ah, that is very important. Can you please explain small, why should I forgive people and how does it relate to health?
You should forgive other people because when somebody does something wrong to you, you should take it easy. You should not take it that serious because it may lead into blood pressure, which may be dangerous to your health.
Ah, wow. That is very... Your teachers, I need to meet your teachers and talk to them.
No problem.
I need to talk to your teacher so that I also stop feeling stressed. Yes, any other? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, Nyajit.
They taught us to abstain from sex, from not getting STDs.
Yeah. You are still very young. No sex until married, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I think we need to clap for that one. Yes, Mabul.
They told us not to fight.
Not to fight?
Yeah.
Ah, can you explain why did they tell you not to fight?
They told us because if you fight with your friend, maybe you may injure him a very big injury that he may not even start going to school, he may stop.
Okay. Yeah. Or they can also give you,
No.
So nobody can give you injury?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, Garang.
We should not act to our friends. Oh, we should not violence their rights.
We should keep people's rights.
Yeah.
Such that they can also keep ours, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, that is nice. We will be back. Please don't go away.
Listen!
If you've just tuned in, this is the Kids Express. Yes. Now, to my guest in the studio, share with us a scenario where one of your students or pupils or friends fell sick, and what was done, or what did you do about it?
I had a friend in our school, so he fell sick, but no one knows. When I went outside to ease myself, I found him sitting behind the classes. So I told him that what's wrong with you? He said that I was sick, and he started vomiting. So what I did, I carried him, I took him to the office. We took the sick report and I accompanied him to a near healthcare.
Wow, that was nice. When you reached the healthcare, what did they do to him?
They gave him a checkup. After that, they gave him a sick report too, and they started treating him.
Wow. Now, is your friend fine now?
Yeah, he's fine.
What is his name?
He's called Aboni.
Aboni.
Yeah.
I hope Aboni is listening and is going to appreciate you for what you've done, right?
Yeah.
I think we need to clap for Marvel. Yes, any other scenario? Anyone has at home, on the roads? Yes, Nyajith.
Now, when someone gets injured, the first thing, you take a cloth and tie it to prevent bleeding.
Mm.
For example, at school, if someone gets injured, you tie it, maybe in their finger, you tie it with a cloth or something like cotton to stop bleeding.
Okay.
And then take him or her to a nearest clinic.
Hey. Did you do to any of your friends who got injury in the hand or something?
Yeah.
Please tell us the story. How did it start?
When I was in comprehensive primary school, a girl. Now, this thing of borehole, making it like this.
Ah, the donkey.
Pumping.
Now, her hand was inside.
Aye.
And then someone pumped it on her fingers.
Wow.
Then she got wound. Then I took a piece of cloth and tied from bleeding. Then we took her to the office.
Mm.
Now she's given a sick report. She went to the nearest clinic.
Mm. Ah, yeah, that was serious when they pump your hand. I think we need to clap for Nyajith. Yes, thank you so much, Nyajith. Yes, any other person had a scenario of sickness? Yes, Garang.
I think also escorting them is also another very important thing. Because there was a time.
Mm-hmm.
There was a grandma of mine who's staying with me.
Mm.
So she got sick. And by then, my uncle went to the work with the car, and there was nothing to use. So I decided to escort her to the nearest clinic. And then she was checked up, and everything was fine.
Ah, you took a rickshaw, or you jumped on boda boda, or you walked?
We took a rickshaw.
You took a rickshaw?
Yeah, tuk-tuk.
Ah, wow. That is very important. If someone is sick, you don't wait for the car, eh?
Yeah.
You just go.
Yeah.
I think we need to clap for Garang. When we return, so much more is in store for you. Please keep it locked.
Oh, yeah!
Let me tell you something you can really trust. Everybody's got a wicked side.
Hey.
And you think that you can never be like this. What you learn so you can get it right. You need a whole lot of help.
You need to not be yourself.
You wanna be cool? Let me show you how. Need to break the rules? Let me show you how. Come on, you catch this feeling. Come on, you catch this feeling. You'll be chilling, chilling. Oh, chilling like a bear. Make a sound, and if you want it, take it.
If you can't take it, break it. If you care about your health,
seriously, you need to not be yourself.
You wanna be cool? Let me show you how. Need to break the rules? Let me show you how. Don't you catch this feeling? Don't you catch this feeling? You'll be chilling, chilling.
You're gonna get us caught.
He said we gotta stay low key. Now show us how bad you can be.
Like this?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I think I got this. Let's go. I'm ready to rock this.
And I'm gonna thank you for your help. I think I found the words to my life. Be cool. Let me show you how. Need to break the rules. I can show you how. Come on, you catch this feeling. Don't you catch this feeling?
Still on our points of discussion, what advice would you give to your fellow pupils concerning health in schools, in the communities, yes, and any other place? Yes, Mabel.
They should not fight.
They should not fight.
Because they may injure each other.
Wow. Yes, Zandra.
They shouldn't come to school if they know that they are not feeling well.
If you're not feeling fine, stay at home. Yes, Diana.
We should drink saved water and wash our hands with soap and ash.
Wow. Thank you. Patricia.
They should abstain from sex.
Abstinence from sex is very, very, very important. Yes, Ganang.
We should not eat one type of food every day.
But now you see they say Juba Karabu. Sometimes you see that it's
no,
on
no,
the
no.
Asian. See
even though if they say Juba Karabu, you have to struggle. You have to struggle in order to eat different kind of foods. In order for your immunity to be strong.
Which means you can eat beans and greens.
Even
if meat is not there.
Yeah.
Because now, by the way, you should explain something to us. You know, sometimes we think diet is only meat. Is that true?
No.
No.
It balanced diet is a food amount that contains all the food values in their right amount.
Now you've taught me very well. Please explain.
We should eat different kind of foods. Like, there are classes of food that we should eat. Like protein, we should eat proteins. We eat carbohydrates. We have to mix them up in order for our immunity to balance up.
Thank you so much. I think we should clap for Garang. Today he has taught us. Wow. Thank you. Nyajith.
We should practice school exercise, like sports. In order to refresh our minds,
wow.
To communicate with our friends.
Wow, thank you. Let's clap for Nyajith. Yes, Mabel.
You should practice hygiene.
Practicing hygiene, very important. Yes, Sandra.
They should stop sharing personal items.
Sharing personal item. Yes, Garang.
They should go for regular checkup.
Regular checkup, very important. Yes, this session we're going to have with the teacher. And he's going to take us through a few questions that we have together here to clarify a few things. Yes, Charles, you're welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much for hosting. Thank you very much, Radio Maria, for hosting us in tonight at Children's Programs. A teacher from Seventh-day Adventist called Chicha Atiku Charles. So I'm very happy, and very glad for welcoming us here. Tonight, I'm not going to talk much too much, but I'm very happy.
Yes, you're welcome, Antico.
Yeah.
Today, just a few questions that I want you to help elaborate to us.
Yeah.
What are the key topics that you teach your pupils about health?
Yeah, very interesting questions. When you talk about health, we simply mean a state of being free from any harms or a disturbance in within our body. In schools, normally children know what children are, but particularly in our schools, we normally teach children about their personal hygiene, how they care for themselves. And then we also teach them about where they normally stay, the environments, so sanitation, that's general sanitation. Those are the things that we teach our children today.
Yeah. Yes, thank you, Mr. Charles. You realize all that one covers almost all the areas concerning health, personal hygiene, and then the general hygiene, that is sanitation. Yes, maybe just one last question. Would you personally share with us an health issue that you witnessed in your school, maybe children falling sick, and how regular it occurs?
Thank you very much. It's so common, in, especially in our school. So common that, you know, children are funny people, you find. You know, children, once in a while, or let me say, regularly do happen that when they come to school, not knowing that they are not feeling well, but after reaching this, to the school, you just for some 1 hour or some maybe let me say 30 minutes, they will just come and report that ABC, I'm not feeling well. So slowly take a sick report and go home. So children, they don't take action seriously that about their health. So those kind of cases are common here.
So how do you solve those cases of children not being very serious about their health? Someone comes to school not knowing their health status, and before you realize they are just sick. How do you solve such issues?
Yeah, we normally advise them just in case if there is a kind of an illness or somebody is feeling not feeling well, immediately the person have to take a decision of not coming even to school, or so immediately report to the health center and then coming to schools. So we normally report. We normally send them immediately after reporting that I'm not feeling well, because for them they take actions when things are going well. So with that, we immediately just give them a sick report so that they should go to health center. Mm. Those are the actions we normally take to them.
Maybe lastly, is there a small sick bay in school or a small area where children are first checked before they are taken to the main center, maybe first aid area or something?
With us there, we are having a clinic, but the clinic is not for the school. But the administration of the school have taken an action in case if there's a kind of an incident or accident that happened, just within there. Then the school will take the responsibility of taking the child just to the near to that clinic. But all in all, we are having some kind of this let me say painkillers medicine just will be given to the child in case the child is not feeling well, just to reduce the child from the pain. Mm-hmm. So those are the things that we normally provide.
Thank you very much, Mr. Charles, for those interesting and very guiding words. Health is wealth, so thank you for joining us today. When we return, it's fun time. Riddles and poems, don't go away.
Everything you ever dreamt a child could say. Tune in to Kids Express every Saturday at 1 p.m.
And Jill will put up the will to make the crown funny. Home they walk and stick the broke with jelly jam and honey. With jelly jam and honey. With jelly jam and honey.
This is the Kids Express. It's fun time. And we have a poem from Susan and a lot of riddles from our friends in the studio. Yes, without wasting time, let's go for a riddle. Who is going first? Yes, Diana.
What goes up never come down.
Whoa, what Let goes up never come down. Yes, Sandra.
The smoke.
No.
Smoke? No. Yes, yes, Patricia. You want to
Age.
Try?
Age.
Eh?
Correct.
Age. Wow. Yes, Achol.
I am the beginning of the end, but the end of space. Who am I? I am the beginning of the end and end of space. Who am I?
Hey.
Go.
No.
Who else?
E.
Yes, Sandra?
Yes, correct.
What is it?
E, letter E.
Hey. Yes, another one. Yes, Patricia?
Riddle. I have a home with two children. When one goes out, another one remains in. But when the other one, which has gone outside, comes back, the other one goes back.
Hi. Yes, Diana?
Hans,
is that correct?
No.
Ah, that's wrong. Yes, Susan.
It's moon and sun.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Wow. Yes. Yes, Aizo.
Riddle. There is a woman too long and wear black clothes. Uh-huh. What is this?
A woman too long wearing black clothes.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes, Patricia, you want to tell us the answer? You want to try? Anyone wants to try? Anyone wants to try? Yes, please try, Susan.
I think it's smoke.
No.
Is it smoke?
No, wrong.
Yes, Sandra, you want to try?
Is it a demon?
No.
Any other person wants to try? Yes, Achol, you want to try?
Is it charcoal?
No.
Yes, I can see somebody wants to try marble. What is it?
I'll say it, but in Arabic.
Okay, yeah. What is it?
Zealot.
Yeah, it's correct.
What is zealot?
Zealot is a root.
A road, eh?
Yeah.
Ah, okay, that is nice. Yes, Patricia.
Riddle. I am a container upside down, but the things in me do not fall down.
Wow, now that is what very serious. Who wants to try?
Me.
Please try, Sandra.
Heaven. Yeah, correct.
We need to clap for them. Yes, Sandra.
Riddle. I have a daughter. When I shake her hands, she urinates.
Hey. Yes, Patricia.
It is barhole.
Hey. Okay. Yes, Achol.
Reader.
I am hungry, I want to eat. I am thirsty, I want to drink, but if I drink, I will die. Who am I?
Rubbish.
Wrong.
Yes, Aizo, you want to try?
This thing is too hard.
Yes, Marble, you want to try?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fire.
Correct.
Yeah. We need to clap for Achol.
An angel friend from heaven.
You start riddle.
Riddle. An angel fell from heaven. He came on the earth. He became red. What is that?
Yes, Patricia, you want to try?
Mango.
No.
Susan, you want to try?
No, let her repeat first of all.
You repeat the riddle.
An angel An angel friend from heaven, he came to the earth, he became red.
Okay.
I think it's apple.
No.
Apple. Yes, Isaac, you want to try?
Maybe it's a demon.
Maybe it's blood.
Susan, what are you saying?
Blood.
Blood fell from heaven. Is that true, Diana?
No.
Marble, you want to try?
Yeah, but in Arabic.
We'll try.
Zalavia.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Wow. Yes.
Reader.
I have a thing which is hairless.
Uh-huh.
What is that?
What is it? Repeat again.
Then the question.
I have a thing which is hairless.
A thing which is hairless.
Yes, what is that?
Yes, Sandra.
An egg.
Yes.
Wow, we need to clap for them. Yes, Patricia.
Reader. I have a name, but if I remove one letter, the pronunciation means the same.
You have a name if you remove the letter?
One letter.
Then the pronunciation remains the same?
Yeah.
Anyone wants to try? Who wants to try? Yes, Marble, you want to try?
Yeah.
What is it?
Hair.
No.
Hair. No. Who wants to try again? That is very hard, eh?
Yeah.
Isaac, you want to try something? Achol, you want to check something?
Is it our?
No.
It's not our. Susan, you want to try?
No, it's too hard.
Sandra, you want to check something? I see Marble is itching. You want to try?
No.
I think we are going to give it to Patricia. Patricia, what is it?
The spelling is Q-U-E-E, but if I remove E, the last, it still remains Q.
Hey. You need to clap for Patricia. Yes, Marble.
Reader. I have a pastor. Mm-hmm. He's inside the church preaching, but his beards are out.
Pastor, now preaching inside. How do you put your beards out? Who wants to try?
Me.
Isaac, try.
It is a maze.
Yeah.
So maze, the pastor is preaching inside.
Yeah.
Wow, that's nice. Yes, Marvel.
Reader. I'm from school and I'm too hungry. I found food at home, but a house has fallen on my mother. What will you do first?
She's still alive?
Yeah, it is falling on her. Uh-huh. But she doesn't know. You are the one seeing it. What will you do first?
And where is the food?
The food is near.
Inside the house also?
No, it is not inside the house. It's outside. What will you do? Eat first or help your mother?
Help your mother first.
If you help your mother first, the food will be eaten.
Yes, Diana.
Let me try. You carry the food, then you go and help your mother.
Yeah, correct.
Food first, eh? Yes.
Reader.
I was imagining that I am in a big house and the house is burning. How will I get out?
Yes.
Repeat the question.
I was imagining that I was in a big house and the house is burning. How will I get out?
Yes, Marble?
Stop imagining.
Correct.
Thank you. Yes, we will go for a short commercial break. When we return, we are going to have a serious poem from Susan. Please don't go away. Just tuned in, welcome to the Kids Express. Before we go for the poem, we have three tongue twisters from Isaac, Marble, and Garang. Quickly, Isaac, take us through your tongue twister.
My tongue twister is going like this. Otati tied the tie so tightly that Atatu could not untie the tie that Otati tied.
Wow, repeat it again because I want someone to repeat.
Otati tied the tie so tightly that Atatu could not the tie that Otati tied.
Yes, Susan, you want to repeat that?
Yeah.
Repeat it.
Otati tied the tie so tightly so Otati could not untie the tie.
Okay, please, Patricia.
Otati tied the tie so tightly that Otati could not untie that.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to the next tongue twister. Mambol, please bring us your tongue twister.
Yeah, my tongue twister goes like this. Betty bought a better butter, but the better was bitter. So Betty bought a better butter to make the bitter better better.
That is crazy. Yes, who wants to repeat that?
Marble's
tongue twister. Really?
I repeat again.
Please repeat it.
It goes like this again. Betty bought a better butter, but the better was bitter. So Betty bought a better butter to make the bitter better better.
Wow. That was serious. I think nobody wants to try that one, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Lastly, let's have the tongue twister from Garang.
My tongue twister goes like this. I wish to wish the wish you wish to wish, but if you wish to wish the wish you wish to wish, the wish you wish to wish one wishes you the wish you wish.
Wow. Anyone wants to repeat what Garang has just wished? Because me, I cannot wish it.
It's too hard.
If you've just tuned in, this is the Kids Express, and it is fun time. So, we have a poem from Susan. Please, Susan, take us through.
Okay, this poem is a conversation between a young girl and a soldier. The girl likes the soldier and wants to marry him, but he keeps making excuse why he can't marry her. Soldier, soldier, won't you marry me with your rifle, fife and drum? No, mama, no, mama, I can't marry you, for I have no heart to put on. So she went to the grandfather's chest and found him a heart of a very best, and the soldier put it on. Soldier, soldier, won't you marry me with your rifle, fife and drum? No, mama, no, mama, I can't marry you, for I have no coat to put on. So she went to the grandfather's chest and found him a coat of a very, very best, and the soldier put it on. Soldier, soldier, won't you marry me with the rifle, fife and drum? No, mama, no, mama, I can't marry you, for I have no shoes to put on. So she went to her grandfather's chest and found him some shoes of a very, very best, and soldier put them on. Soldier, soldier, won't you marry me with your rifle, fife and drum? No, mama, no, mama, I can't marry you, for I have a wife in my home. First of all, to define fife, a fife is a small musical instrument that is blown to make a tune.
Thank you so much, Susan. I think Susan deserves a round of applause. Dear listeners, thank you for being part of this amazing program, The Kids Express on Miraya 101 FM. Uncle Deno, today as your host, I want to say have a nice part of the weekend. Till we meet again next Saturday. Bye-bye.